Welcome back to Basics. I am your host, the Crazy Uncle. Now we're going to go over real quick, bugging in, the preparing basics, okay? Like I said in my previous video, there's a difference between being having your stuff prepared and being organized. Big, big difference. Now, for this one, it doesn't take much, okay? So those of you who are getting started, take a freaking breath. This is going to be real down and dirty simple. One. Have a flashlight or two. That's it. Have a flashlight or two in the bedroom, preferably one, if you have two stories, one also downstairs. Somewhere where you always know where it is. Something you can reach at night where you know exactly where it is. Two, your own protection, whatever that might be. Make sure you know where that is. Three, any additional lighting sources. I go over lighting because a lot of times this shit happens and it just knocks your power out and a lot of people are not ready if it does happen at night. Anybody who's gone through most heavy thunderstorms, you know what you're talking about. Now, there's also having water on hand. Now, the kicker is, here's a small tip for that. If you don't have a lot of space, all you do is take some water bottles, put them in your freezer. That's it. Put them in your freezer. If you don't drink them, all it's going to do is keep your freezer colder longer. And that way things don't spoil. Surprise, surprise, that's all. There's nothing special about that. You can keep a couple in the fridge just in case, but you're probably going to have to refill them. I do recommend that everybody have some sort of jug that has water in it inside your fridge at all times. That's just common sense because you might need a cold drink. You're going to drink it anyway. And can't just trust the water coming out of the tap. Or I should say that it will come out the tap. The power goes out and you don't have any type of gravity feed system. You're kind of SOL and JWS. You don't know what that is? Shit out of luck and jolly well fucked. Now, unless you're expecting a long, long outage, you don't have to worry about food. You simply have to worry about perishables going bad, which means try not to open the fridge or the freezer. If you have to, you grab what you need, you slam that sucker shut. It's that simple. You do not have to do anything crazy. If you're worried, oh, I don't want to keep a weapon around, I got little kids, nobody says it has to be a firearm. Something that will make sure if somebody tries to bust into your place, they're going to regret it. If that means you have to get up close and personal, okay. But that's your preparing basics. At that point, you're simply trying to get through the night so that that morning you can go and get the rest of your supplies. That's all you need. Don't try to make this crazy. You don't need a 24-hour kit for something you're going to sleep through most of. So keep that in mind. That's it for today. This is your crazy uncle. I'm out.